This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
You've never seen the kind of stuff they have in stock. My next guest, this was not planned, but he did show up, so in the land of opportunity, I will take it up. If he were a superhero, his name would be Havoc, because that's what he creates wherever he goes. And it's the kind of havoc that is good for the country. Joining me again, for the first time in a while, is NRA board member and very grassroots organizer himself, Tim Knight. Good evening, sir.
Pleasure to chat, Bill. Long time. It's been, about 8 hours?
8 hours, yeah. Tim and I actually got to meet more than once at the we had quite a few confabs going on, our own little sort of we'd get a table or a circle, and, I mean, we would sit down, and that was some of the best stuff. That was some of the best stuff that we did there, or I thought, anyway.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Meeting a whole bunch of great folks. I mean, you had some awesome bloggers were on the table there, and people that I either knew or had seen, or Hickok 45. I mean, it was I would have stayed there all day talking. Absolutely.
Now, one of the things you did do, though, was you were circulating amongst the members, weren't you? I don't know how many other guys were doing that. I only, I saw you and I saw Justin, and Justin and Tim were the two best dressed, heavily armed guys I've ever seen in my life. There's so much ordnance underneath those sport coats.
Yes. Well, we do our part for shoulder holsters and ankle rigs and whatnot. But to your point, yeah. I always say, my boss is in the building, and people look around going, oh, your boss, you're a tough guy. I'm like, I don't know, you're my boss. And yeah, the 5 million members of the NRA and the 140 million gun owners, that's who I work for. So as much free time as I get, I walk the floor. People say, oh, Jim, check out the cool stuff. I don't have time for the cool stuff that everyone else wants to see. My boss is there, so I really try and get out on the floor and meet as many people as I can.
You're sort of a political guerrilla operator, aren't you? You go where there's you and Sean and quite a few other people went to Virginia when Bloomberg was pouring money in there to try to get McAuliffe one senator. He needed one senator to be able to go gun control, and you guys he spent $2.2 million trying to get one Senate seat, and you guys held him off.
Always glad to do my part. I love spending the guy's money, in effect. He is, look, the thing is that no place likes to be bought, and generally when you point that out, it's like, this guy isn't from here. And they say, well, you're not from here either. You're right, I'm not, but I'm here to tell you what's important, and I'm not telling you what to think, but do you like your liberty? Do you like the freedoms that we enjoy? More often than not, people are like, wow, you actually took the time. Well, you can spend billions of dollars and you can't buy that, Bill. You can't. So Sean and I did that in Virginia, and this fall we're laying out plans to go to, as of last count, we're going to be going to Nevada, Utah, Colorado, New Hampshire, Maine, and Florida, and probably Ohio, and we're going to probably, hopefully, come down and visit you for a couple days in August, both Sean and I. So we're getting out there.
Yeah. Now, you also were a key player in Colorado during their recall. And if you will, now, and I know that you guys are going to try to do New Jersey. There's a lot to be said for having an organized group of angry people like where there were in Colorado versus what you found in New Jersey, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it takes right now, because there are some awesome people in New Jersey, Bill. I probably spend, I don't know, of the 40 hours a week I probably do doing the advocacy work on behalf of the members. Probably a third of my phone calls are about, you know, concerns of states like New Jersey, where people say, we feel lost here. And really, the thing that happened in Colorado that was so great was that people literally put their lives on hold. I barely had time to be a husband and a dad. And that had its own set of consequences. But we were able to organize and get stuff done. And people don't like legislative tyranny when people just, the legislators just go, you know what? And John Morris's case, the president of the Colorado Senate, he said, I really don't care what my constituents think. Great, cool. We have that on the record. And, you know, we fried him with it. And the people said, well, you arranged that. Bloomberg came in and he spent his money. Yeah, but ultimately, just like every election, which is what a recall is, it's a demand for another election, the voters had the final say. And the voters had the final say again in Virginia. And they, instead of taking the money, they took the sincerity. And you can't buy that. So, you know, that's what Sean and I do, is literally show up in places and people say, well, you're from where? And you're here why? I say, well, because I care, because your vote matters, and I need you to participate. And that genuine showing up and asking people to participate actually means something to people, and I'll continue to do it as long as it does. And it can be eight people in a country store to a couple hundred people in a VFW hall. I'll take any way I can get it.
Right.
Just what we do. It's genuine.
What do you think about this election? I haven't really had, and I don't even know. I'm going to ask you the question, and I know you've got to, Sky, get out of here after this next segment, but I want to ask the question, and if you have to answer it after the break, I want you to. But what do you think about this thing we've got going on where all of these quote-unquote conservative pundits, Erickson, Crystal, the entirety of National Review, all of these guys are coming out and saying anybody but Trump, and they're embracing the idea of having Hillary. And they're saying we could handle Hillary. I mean, for me, looking at these guys have never had skin in the game. And I know that having an uber liberal like Hillary in the White House is good for their business because they get to attack her for the next 4 years. Just as I also know how really bad it would be. Because what? The next president's probably going to get, as soon as the next president's sworn in, he's going to be able to put one nomination in for the Supreme Court. And there's probably going to be three more of them drop off in the 4 year term, isn't there?
Yeah, those are probably correct numbers, Bill. We can certainly go into the long answer. But the short answer is, folks, this literally has everything to do with the Supreme Court. If you value your rights, and of course, this is, you know, I'm a Second Amendment dude, but if you evaluate what you need to do here, we're talking about the whole Constitution. The effects will not be 4 or 8 years. It's going to be 25 years. And it may be something we never will be able to walk back from because you're creating case law and you're going to have the court dictating things, which they weren't, you know, wasn't designed to do. But we're going to have to deal with that, Bill. So I know you have to go to break, so I don't want to ramble on. But, let's talk about that more for sure because it's a problem. The Supreme Court is what this election is all about. So, folks, we've been given a ship. We have to sail it. We've got to show up at the ballot box. Cannot miss it. Cannot do. And that's why I'm taking a month off my life, to go do it, because it's that important.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to get into the meat. We're only going to have about 8 minutes to do it, so we're going to be carving like a chainsaw. My guest this hour is NRA board member Tim Knight. This is Lock and Load.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a legal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-957-9364. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9364. That's 1-800-957-9364. 1-800-957-9364.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. the weapons you want without any delay.
Unbelievable selection of things that you would never think two of them would be in the same room ever. They'll have 20 of them. Check them out, reactivegunworks.com. My guest this hour, he likes to hang out with me because I fly completely by the seat of my pants, and you'll hear him chuckle in just a second, but he is Captain Havoc himself, NRA board member Tim Knight. Now, I was asking you before we went to break, what about these scum-sucking gravy pigs that are out there that just want to, you know, keep their website pertinent and everything else, that think that the country is not in distress and they're willing to go the Clinton way? What are we to think of them?
They're distractions, and you know that's exactly what they are. They're distractions to what to they're carving out their own little niche or their own little bit. I mean, look. That is all they are, is a distraction. And a lot of people think, well, you know, Tim, I don't like our choices. Okay. I hear that. I get it. Sean Maloney and I talk about that a lot. They're seriously, we don't teach leadership anymore. That's a problem. The parties may not have the bench you want. But Bill, and a lot of people say, well, Tim, you know, you always, the NRA or somebody always says, well, this is the most important election. Right. Because liberty needs tending. It constantly needs tending. It's hard work. And we have to, and staying interested. But people who are distracting from this, I ask them, then what are you giving up? Because you're going to gain something from this. If not you, Bill Frady, but these people you're talking about, they're going to gain something from it. But what are we as a republic going to gain? We're going to actually lose our republic because the Constitution is going to be decimated. And people say, oh, that's nice. But in the Supreme Court cases are coming down 5-4 too often. And
yeah,
we're talking about the Constitution. And these people are going to make money in dissent. I'm sorry. I don't really care about their checkbook. I care about the country that you and I live in and the ones that we hope to give to our kids and grandkids. I know that even sounds corny to a lot of people, but hopefully more people start picking that up. Yeah, these people are going to make money in their blogs and their television shows and showing up and talking, but we are all going to lose. So getting paid to be in the dissent, I'm sorry, I'm not interested.
Most of these guys go to the White House press corps dinner. They go to they go to all these dinners in Washington. I think some of these guys have become sort of like these politicians in this beltway mindset where they think there's not really that much difference between this or that, and it's, you know, it doesn't make that much of a difference. The only problem with that is that at the point where we are right now, like, all of the Middle East, the wars in the Middle East, right or wrong, we evacuated that before it was finished, and all of those people died for nothing. All of this misleadership that we have going on, it's sort of angering me, and it's really bad to anger people like me because, you know, we got this skill set thing happening, and that might come into play at some point. And what I don't think most of these people get is, there's only going to be two choices at some point down the road. You can either fight it at the ballot box, or you're going to have to fight it with the ammo box. And most of those people that don't want to fight it at the ballot box aren't prepared to use the ammo box.
Agreed. You know, it's interesting you say that, and you and I have had conversations and about this. But a lot of people that I'm noticing are getting actively involved in the process now are people who've recently served overseas. Or recently served in the military and either gotten out or tired of sitting down and watching all their, you know, what they stood for and where they went being given back. And they realize that this cannot be. We cannot let that stand. We have to do it, and they have to stand up. One of the big things that Sean Maloney and I are both working on is educating families of service members who are serving overseas and other people who are in the military who've never voted before to what we're trying to become somewhat experts in that, so people can answer questions, so we can educate the family back home as to, hey, you've got a service person overseas, remember they got to go vote, and figuring out the process and getting them involved, because these are the people who are literally paying for what we have, and that price is too high for us to let it go, and they are the ones who should absolutely be voting because they should have a say, and that's really kind of that narrow wedge of people. But we're noticing, I mean, I'm having more conversations with vets, recent vets, who's just said, you know what, we feel like what happened, we were wasted, what was even given away, we can't have that, we're done. And I think that what everyone is miscalculating here, is that these vets are, especially the guys who are fresh out and got all this command and control experience, they're going to get out and they're going to go talk to their fellow vets and they're going to organize. And the grassroots campaign that you're going to see going on that I don't think a lot of people are expecting are these vets getting other vets out to vote, getting them motivated and telling them that their vote is important. And what we did back in Vietnam or World War II or Korea, it matters, and it matters now. We're going to get out. And I'm noticing this. I've never seen it before, where more vets are getting out, getting involved, and taking back what they stood for. And now they're like, you know, it's time to take it to the ballot box. I'm encouraged by that, Bill. I'm really encouraged. And I think these distractions that we're talking about, I think that a lot of people see them as just distractions or, you know, minions in the minority. They like to just make money. And sorry, guys, I get it. I'm all about making money, too, but I'm not giving up my country to do it. I'm simply not.
I don't. The whole idea that, you know, I've had discussions with, and we're about to run out of time. I've had discussions with Lindsey Graham's staff, Senator Lindsey Graham's staff, and they look at the whole process as a game, as like a game of chess. They told me they like it when gun control is put out there, so then they can go in there and maneuver around them and show them up for what they are and everything. And I asked them, isn't there a scintilla of chance that that might get passed while you're maneuvering? And silence. Crickets, you know. But, I mean, they look at it like a game. It's not a process. It's not the country in the balance. It's, I just got reelected to a six-year term, so I'm not worried about anything in the immediate future. So I'll just keep doing what I do. Which is very irritating for me. For those of you who are not members of the NRA, you've got board members like Tim Knight that are out there that is so multifaceted that the stuff that he does that happens in the background, sort of like special operations. There's special operations in the political arena doing things that nobody else does and ranging far and wide. I presume you're going to Nevada about that thing that Bloomberg got on the ballot.
You betcha.
Okay, so see, the antenna is always up. What they don't understand, what Sean and Tim don't know, is that very shortly I'm going to make sure one of them has a big enough suitcase that I can stow away in. And then I'll be doing my best Walter Cronkite. I'll be out there going, on location here in Nevada, that's the way it was. Anyway, thank you for joining me on such short notice, sir.
Always a pleasure, Bill.
Yes, sir. Likewise. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you are having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio.
This is Lock and Load.
The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delay.
Unbelievable selection of unbelievable guns. Check them out. Now, before we go any further, there's been something bothering me. It's a technical thing, so I'm going to have to ask my colleague Patrick a question. Patrick, are you ready? This does not bode well. I guess I'll ask that later. Patrick, are you there? Okay. I switched headphones. I've been using those Sony monitors, the standard ones that most people use, like the RE20 microphone and everything else. And I've switched to Audio Technica tonight, and it just sounds bad. I mean, is everything coming through okay? What kind do you wear?
I actually wear the Sonys.
I got to get mine fixed. The reason I'm changing is the ear pads are disintegrating. Is that like a common thing in those? I've heard it is.
Yeah, it depends on how old the headphones are. Mine are several years old, and they're starting to disintegrate too.
But they sell replacement kits of that. for those things. I've got to order some of those. Okay, just wanted to get your opinion on that. See, I knew. He's wearing the ones I wear, but every time I get done, even with my shaved head, I have all this debris all over my head the whole time. So, there's a headline over at the anti-gun agitprop machine known as the trace.org, the bottom line. Massachusetts blames Vermont for the fact that their gun control laws aren't controlling guns. Illegal guns. Well, both Bernie's home state and New Hampshire, they're blaming them. And Maine. And Georgia and Florida. Basically, any state that doesn't control the private sale of firearms. Because we all know that criminals are stymied by the universal background check. Anyway, here's their evidence that the drugs for guns trade is booming in Bernie's backyard. This coming from the Trace. The flow of guns on the stretch of Interstate 91 running from western Massachusetts north to Vermont has become such a well-known trafficking route that officials have dubbed it the Iron Pipeline. I thought that's what they called something here in the southeast. No matter. Police routinely find drugs or guns or both during traffic stops. In February, police in Northampton, Massachusetts discovered $20,000 worth of heroin and two stolen guns during an early morning stop. A month later, a few miles up I-91, police found 230 baggies of heroin in a car headed to New Hampshire. Now, giving it a nickname does not make a trend, and neither does any anecdotal evidence make it a trend. Following the link to the Boston Globe provided by Trace scribe Dan Friedman, we get an idea of the number of crime guns that allegedly comprise the catchy-sounding Iron Pipeline between the Green Mountain State and the Bay State. From January of 2011 through January of 2016, ATF officials said authorities in Springfield recovered, hold on to your hat, 12 guns at crime scenes that they traced to Vermont, more than any other state outside Massachusetts. 12. Now, Wikipedia will tell you that Massachusetts was home to 118 gun murders in 2010. 12 guns traced from the Green Mountain State to the Bay State in 5 years. Is equivalent to roughly 10% of 1 year's total gun murder stat. Which is why Friedman has to get away from that really quick and resort to the anecdotal evidence combined with the unsubstantiated generalizations by cops with an anti-gun axe to grind. They continue on. The intersection of the gun and drug trade is fueling violence, officials say. Weinberger says that a rare fatal shooting in his city in 2015 was the result of a drug deal gone awry. Other drugs are often in the mix. In 2014, a Massachusetts man murdered a woman with a 9mm Glock that he bought in Brattleboro, Vermont, in exchange for crack cocaine, according to the ATF. Many local officials say inconsistent gun laws are fueling the trade. Many northeastern states have enacted laws that extend background checks for gun requirements for gun purchase to include firearms sold at gun shows and unlicensed dealers. Gun shows again. But Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine do not require such checks on private sales, making it easier for people for criminal records to buy guns in those states and move them around New England. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans tells the Trace, "We have good gun laws in Massachusetts, but our problem is most of the guns that seem to be coming in and being used in crimes are coming from other states. It's hard for us when so many come from our border states that have lax laws. Seem to be coming in. 12 in 5 years. Seem to be coming in." Not a word about Massachusetts gun owners defending themselves with a weapon, of course. As the Globe famously and mistakenly headlined an editorial about Jimmy Carter, more mush from the wimp. So, you know, seems to be coming in. 12. 12 guns in 5 years. What is that? That's 2.2 guns a year. 2.4 guns a year. Not even 2.5 guns a year. And this is the Iron Pipeline. You see, here's the thing about the Trace. And interestingly enough, one thing that I have noticed about Guns.com is that Guns.com, since I made my displeasure known, and I'm sure it has, I'm not the only one that's been doing that. Okay, it's not me. I didn't do it by myself. But it seems like Jared Morgan, who wrote the article that caused me so much heartburn, isn't writing as much. And it looks like some of these articles that are out there are a little more... I don't care if they want to be anti-gun. They can be anti-gun, but they're going to be called anti-gun. Getting out there and saying, well, we're impartial. No, and that's what the trace.org is trying to maintain. We're impartial. We're only reporting the facts. So this is where you get the Iron Pipeline. And they did put out the fact that they moved from the fact really quick. But, 12 from Vermont, 12 guns in 5 years. Why does that make me laugh? I shouldn't be laughing at that. That's not funny, Bill. Yeah, it is. All of these states that get out there and are very restrictive on their citizens, and then they wonder why, of course, guns are going to come from out of state. Of course they are. But there's going to be guns in their state as well. But the thing is, crime is coming to their state because it's a black hole. So same way in New York City, happening in New York City, happens in Chicago. Wherever they have the inner city, they're going to have gangs. And wherever they have gangs, it seems like they have a really heavy gun control regime. Those two things can't play well together. There's just no way that works. And they sit back, though, and they blame everybody else but themselves. They blame everybody else but themselves. And that is not productive. It's not going to... And that's... The only reason they do that is because they don't ever intend to change anything. It's not a part of their thought process. Changing anything gets them nowhere. They just want control of things. They want to be in charge. And then when I die, I don't care what I leave behind. That's their lexicon. We'll be right back.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. Coming out of, Oakland. Coming out of Oakland, an administrative claim has been filed with the Department of Homeland Security this week relating to the death of artist Antonio Ramos last September with a gun stolen from the car of a government agent. That sounds vaguely familiar. Ramos was a 27-year-old muralist working on Oakland Superheroes Mural Project, a community outreach group whose primary goal is to end violence by introducing area at-risk youth to the arts. He was shot in broad daylight in an apparent robbery gone bad. Charged with his murder is Marquise Holloway, 20, who maintains he shot the artist by accident. The gun used by Holloway to kill Ramos, a government-issued Glock 26 9mm caliber pistol, was stolen on September 13, 2015. When did this happen? Yeah. Same month. Stolen and then used. From an unattended vehicle parked in the vicinity of 2nd Street and South Park Street in San Francisco, a high-crime area, by an Immigrations and Customs Enforcement agent who was visiting the city. San Francisco is very well known currently for all of the car break-ins they have. They experienced a staggering 5,508 auto break-ins in the 6 months before Ramos' death, more than twice the average for other parts of the city. The gun was inside a bag with three loaded magazines, the agent's badge, and a baton. It was not secured with the agency-required safety locking device or in a lock box. Safe storage. The 167-page claim made on the behalf of Teresa Lopez and Red Ramos and his parents takes the government to task for what it characterizes as shoddy and irresponsible practices in firearm storage, you think? Frank Piter of Crotchet, Piter & McCarthy, the firm representing the Ramos family, said in a statement, "Unfortunately, this is a rampant agency-wide problem for ICE that has been well-documented for nearly a decade. Despite ICE's knowledge and awareness of the problem, and despite recommendations by other government agencies for corrective action, ICE agents continue to leave their unsecured firearms stolen, or continue to have their unsecured firearms stolen at alarming rates." Which is true. It's weird how often this happens. The claim references a 2010 report from DHS Office of the Inspector General that found 179 of the 243 firearms, 74% lost between 2006 and 2008 were lost due to failure of the agent to properly secure the weapon. And according to the OIG, all 179 losses may have been prevented had the officers properly safeguarded their firearms. These included incidents where ICE officers drove off with a gun on the bumper of a vehicle and left firearms in places such as a fast food restaurant parking lot, a bowling alley, and a clothing store. In one case, an ICE officer stored the keys for his assigned government-owned vehicle next to a windshield wiper blade in plain view with an unsecured firearm, radio, and body armor left inside the vehicle. Piter is also representing the parents of Catherine Steinle, killed as she was walking along San Francisco's iconic Pier 14 with a gun stolen from the car of another federal agent, says the Ramos family is fundamentally seeking that ICE be held accountable and change their policies to better safeguard their weapons. How about put somebody in jail over this one? Somebody needs to go to jail over this one. If it's that rampant, and how about the training? Who's ever in charge of training? How about the agent in charge in that area? Somebody needs to go to jail. I'm just speculating. Somebody needs to go to jail over this. 179 guns stolen. Or not necessarily stolen, like, hey there, let me ask you, is Raven in the chat room? I don't know. Yeah, he's in the chat room. I didn't know that law enforcement officers would be standing behind their car and take their gun out. On the range, I've seen them take their guns out. I've never seen an officer outside of a range or outside of an arrest with their gun out. Just having it out, you know, just looking at it like, you know, you would one of those challenge coins or something. I've never seen one of them with that out. And I'm just wondering how is it that you leave your gun in a fast food restaurant parking lot? When I'm concealed carrying my gun stays with me the whole time. I don't have it on when I'm here, and I have it on when I'm not here, and then when I get here, I take it back off. But I don't pull it out and play with it. How is it that a gun is getting left at a bowling alley and a clothing store? I notice if I don't have my phone. Carrying a gun, it's not like it's not something you don't notice if all of a sudden you're not doing it anymore. Everything becomes more comfortable. And these guys are just driving off. In one case, an ICE officer stored the keys for his assigned government-owned vehicle next to a windshield wiper blade in plain view with an unsecured... He pulled up the windshield wiper and stuck his keys underneath it. I guess so he could find it. And in the meantime, when he came back, his keys were probably still there, but his unsecured firearm, his radio, and body armor was not there. I can't imagine how that would be considered a fail. I just do not get it, not at all. I have never heard of anything like this from one agency before. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Inside the sanctuary city, I know they don't know. Well, is that where they send all the stupid ones, I guess? Because they're not deporting anybody, so they probably don't have a lot of work to do. I wonder. It's one of those things that made me go, That stuns me, though. That stuns me. As somebody, I have carried a gun now for 20 years. And I know when I have a gun on me. I know when I'm sitting down and I have a gun. I know when I'm standing and I have a gun. I know when I'm in the car and I have a gun. Because wearing a gun is uncomfortable. No matter how I wear it, it is uncomfortable. The most comfortable thing I can, the most comfortable way I can wear a gun is with a shoulder holster. And then with a shoulder holster and a light shirt, that makes things a little difficult. I haven't tried it yet, but I may just to see if with a, but you have to get a shirt that's like billowy. It's like a parachute. And that's not in fashion right now. It's one of those shirts where I'm walking and it's billowing all around me and I stop and it keeps going for a minute. That's the only way to conceal that. So I'm in the waistband. And then a polo shirt will conceal that. And that's pretty cool. And that works out. But I'm aware of the gun. I'm aware it is there. How are these guys not aware that it is there? Or that it's no longer there? How does that work out? I don't know. I'm gonna have nightmares about this for a while. I am. So. As we leave this week, I'm about to put together something. I'm going to redo the ISIS welcome wagon bag. I think I'm going to reconfigure it and make it smaller, but I'm going to put it all in one piece. That's the thing I'm going to try to do, is get it all into one piece of highly suspect luggage. I'm sure that anybody that would see me, that would see all these, you know, the thing about tactical bags is when they have Velcro hook and loop and you've got patches on it and everything, nobody thinks you're going to the softball game. They know you got a gun in there. They know it. Week ends. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shape the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.